We continue four lines down from the top on Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're still in the middle of this discussion, Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about whether an idol that breaks on its own is batal or it's still considered avodah zarah. Rabbi Yochanan is machmir, it is not batal. Reish Lakish is mekel. Up till now, well, first we had Reish Lakish asking questions on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan refuted them. Then we had Rabbi Yochanan asking questions on Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish refuted them. Now we're back to Reish Lakish asking a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvei, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question: Kan sheberosha ilan shel hektish lo nelin v'lo moalin berosho shel ashera yatiz bekane. So you have two cases. The Asherah is the one that we're going to focus on more, but the Hektish case is necessary for us as well. So you have a nest on top of a tree. If the tree is Hektish, so it's designated for the Beis HaMikdash, for the temple treasury, lo nenin, you're not allowed to get benefit from the nest. Below Molin, however, even though you're not allowed to get benefit from the nest, if you do use the nest, you're not in a violation of Mi'ila, you're not considered stealing from the temple treasury. However, Barosha Shel Asherah, if the nest is on top of an Asherah tree, which is an Avodah Zarah tree, then what do you do here? It's connected to the Asherah. Yatiz Bekneh, you can take a stick, as Rashi explains, and knock the nest off of the Asherah tree, and then you are allowed to get benefit from it. Well, how could this be? It sounds like, just like when Avodah Zarah breaks on its own, it's batal, according to Reish Lakish. So too, when you knock off the nest from on top of the Asherah tree, it's now batal. It's not connected to the Asherah tree, so it's batal. And therefore the Gemara says, Kasalka Daitach, we understood that, well, what case are we talking about? Kigon Sheshabra Mimenu Eitzim V'Kinsa Behen. That the case was where you broke off the branches came from the Asherah tree, and they made a nest out of them, and then Uktani Yatiz Bekaneh, and then we're knocking it off of the tree. So you have twigs which came from the Asherah tree, which were now made into a nest, which were now knocked off of the tree, and now are on the floor. Now you can get benefit from it. So what do you see? That if something breaks on, if you take a stick and knock it off, it becomes batal. So if it breaks on its own, it would also become batal. The Gemara says no. Hacha b'may is kinan. So that would be a proof to Reish Lakish. So when it says no, hachamayas kinan kegon da aisi eitzim me alma v'kintzabem. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about where the birds brought these branches from another location and put it on top of the tree, whether it's a Hekdesh tree or it's an Asherah tree. And what happened then? Since it's not part of the Asherah tree, it was never Avodah Zarah, it just happens to be on top of the Avodah Zarah, there's no issue of getting benefit from it or not. It's not analogous to a case of knocking off branches that were connected to the Avodah Zarah. It was never connected to the Avodah Zarah. It just happens to be on top of it. So it doesn't become Asur Behana to begin with. Dekanami. And so therefore, there's no proof for Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan defended himself. But now Rabbi Yochanan takes it a step further and says, Dekanami, I can prove to you that my application is the correct. Diktani, Gabi Hektish, Lonelin Velomolin. With regards to Hektish, it said that you cannot get benefit from the nest on top of the tree, but you are also not in violation of Me'ila if you do. What's the significance of this? E Amrit Bishlama Daisi Eitzim Me'alma. If we're talking about the case where the birds brought the twigs from a different location and brought it on top of this Hektish tree, Haini Diktani Gabi Hektish. That's why by Hektish, the Bryce estates, lo nenin v'lo moalin. You cannot get benefit, but you're not in violation of Me'ila, which means lo nenin midrabanan. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to get a benefit from it. Midaraisa, you can get benefit from it because it's not Hektish. Midrabanan, the rabbi said, don't get benefit from it because you may end up getting benefit from the tree itself. V'lo moalin, and with regards to Me'ila, what does that mean? Lo moalin midaraisa. Midaraisa, there's no problem of Me'ila because it's not connected to Hektish. It's not from Hektish. Midrabanan, the rabbis were machmir. The Halokidishi. But anyways, midaraisa, it's not Hektish. There's no Me'ila issue because it's not Hektish. But Eli'i amr cheshibra eitzim mimenu v'kintza behen. But if the case is that the branches that the birds used to make the nest came from the Asherah tree or from the Hektish tree, well then, Amayla Molden, why wouldn't this be a problem of Me'ilah if you get benefit from it? Hakadishi, it's Hektish. So it must be, says Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about a case where the birds, brought the nest from the twigs from outside, because if they took it from the Asherah tree, it would be Kodesh. And therefore, this seems to be a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, actually, that if the branches would fall off from the tree, it would be batal. It would not be batal, I'm sorry. And therefore, now we have, even though Reish Lakish tried to use this as a proof to himself, Rabbi Yochanan turned it around and said, no, it's actually a proof to me. So then the Gemara says, hold on a second, Rabbi Yochanan, don't get too excited. Midi Iria, are you really saying this? You can't compare this. This is not a proof for yourself. Hacha begidulin haboin la'achar mikanas kinan. Now we can talk about it, that we can explain this, that this Bryce is referring to a case where the branches came from the Asherah tree. But you know what? It's not how you understand it. The branches grew on the tree after it was made hektish. In other words, when you make something hektish, so that when you make the tree hektish, so whatever the tree looks like at that point is hektish. But if it continues growing, now it has more branches and it's, you know, a few more inches longer, and so on and so forth. Now there's a new discussion. Is it considered hektish or not? So there's actually a machlokas here. Vikasavar ein me'ila begidulin. And this opinion says that with regards to gidulin, there is no issue of me'ila. So you can actually have a case where you're taking, or the birds took the branches from the Asherah tree or from the hektish tree itself. We're doing the hektish right now, from the hektish tree itself. But there's no issue of me'ila because the birds took the twigs which grew after it was made hektish, after the tree was made hektish. Therefore, there's no proof for Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't mean there's a question on Rabbi Yochanan. It just means that Rabbi Yochanan can't use it as a proof for him against Reish Lakish. For Rabbi Yabo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And so now, Rabbi Yochanan will try to give a different defense of his own opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, ma yatis be'afrochin. So you know what you want to say? If you want to tell me that we're talking about a case where the branches were used from the Asherah tree, and that was the issue, okay, so you know, and therefore, as opposed to the birds bringing the branches from another location, I'll tell you that you're actually reading the whole Braisa incorrectly. When it says yatis bekane, that you can take a stick and on top of the Asherah tree and knock off the nest, it's not talking about knocking off the nest. You know what it means? Says Rabbi Yabo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it means yatis be'avrochin. You take a stick and you can remove the chicks off of the tree. That's what we're talking about. We're nothing to the branches. The branches are me'ila, according to you, or hektish, or whatever. But here we're talking about taking the birds off of the tree. The birds aren't hektish. The birds have nothing to do with the tree. They're just sitting there. But of course, it depends, as we'll see in a moment. Amar lei Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmi bar Tachlifa Esbercha, I'll explain to you as follows. Be'afrochin kan v'kan mutarim. When there are birds or chicks lying on top of a tree, whether it's a hektish tree or an Asherah tree, it's going to be mutter, meaning the bird will be mutter. They're not connected to the tree. They don't need the tree. They just happen to be resting there. Bebeitzim kan v'kan asurin. But if it's an egg that's resting on top of the Asherah tree, it's resting on top of the hektish tree, then it becomes usur because the egg needs the tree, because without the tree, the egg falls and cracks and it breaks and dies, or it kills the whatever potential of life is in there. And young chicks that need their mothers, they can't sustain themselves on their own, and they're sitting on top of these trees, they're considered like eggs and would be usher. But nevertheless, what Rabbi Yochanan comes to tell us now is that either way, this is not even analogous now to a case of Avodah Zarah breaking off, and what's the status of the Avodah Zarah? Can you get benefit from the Avodah Zarah or from the shearings or not? This is not even the case, because all we're talking about here is taking off a bird that's sitting on top of the tree. nothing to do with removing of one avodah zarah from another, from the other, from the source of the avodah zarah, because the chicks are not avodah zarah to begin with. So we end off this whole Gemara without a solution or a resolution to the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When avodah zarah breaks on its own, does the avodah zarah become, is it inherently batal now or not? Again, we end off with a question. Rabbi Yochanan says it is still going to be, it's not batal, and Reish Lakish says it is in fact batal.